This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your cube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant, blue, and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise up, swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee It is done by the power and might of 1,000 suns. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
So now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing. As you take several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion, just letting yourself go, letting the external world fade away, and going deeper and more within yourself, becoming centered within yourself. The outside world just drifting away. Take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, negativity of any kind. Let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Now become aware of the violet flame that is surrounding you now, surrounding each and every one of you. Feel the energy, the vibration that surrounds you now in that violet flame. A violet flame that purges out all the old programming that no longer works within you, no longer has any sway over you. Just know that just as a fire burns out all the old that is no longer needed, so too does the violet flame burn out everything that is of the three-dimensional illusion, which is no longer needed. So let it burn everything out, and in its place, see the new birth of the Christ consciousness within you. Now see that violet flame spreading out further and further from your physical body, your astral and etheric body, just spreading out further and further till it spreads out past whatever building you find yourself in or whatever location you are in, further and further out to encompass town that you are in, the city, the village, whatever it might be, further and further. And while that is happening, now focus on your etheric body and your chakra centers. Become aware of those 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within each of you. Be aware of the alignment of those chakras, how they align up along your spinal cord. And if they are somewhat out of alignment, just simply with your visualization skill, just bring them back into perfect alignment. And become aware of the colors as well in the chakras. But as you have learned, it is not the color itself that is important, but the frequency that that color holds, that color, that frequency that color resonates with. And as you raise the intensity of the color, raising the brightness of that color, it raises the vibration within that chakra center, which raises the vibration within your glandular structure as well, which is within your physical body. So all is working together to bring about full resonance for each part of your body. So now, focusing on the earth star chakra just below your feet, see that is a deep earth brown color. Bright brown, though. Brilliant brown. Then moving up to your root chakra. Bright, bright ruby red color. Then onward, upward, orange. To the solar plexus area, yellow. Bright, bright, brilliant yellow. To the heart center, deep blue green. Heart center being the balance point between the four lower chakras and the four upper chakras. The high heart center now, magenta. The throat area, sky blue. Chakra in the middle of your forehead, the third eye, purple or indigo. Crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra, just above your head. Pure, brilliant white. Now, bringing all the chakras together, merging them all as one into the soul star chakra, you now have your Merkaba light vehicle, or your light body. Whenever you have seen depictions of those holy ones, the ascended ones, with the glow around their head, now you know what that is from. The raising of all of the chakra centers together into that soul star chakra. And even beyond the soul star chakra and up. But for now, just focus on the nine chakra centers. Now, completely merged into the soul star chakra, see that as your Merkaba light vehicle, as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. And you, your conscious knowing self, move into that Merkaba. Find yourself beginning to float upward, leaving your physical form behind. But as you move upward, notice the violet flame that has expanded. And as you rise higher and higher, you get a higher glimpse of that violet flame now. Until you completely leave the Earth's atmosphere and look down, and you can see that the violet flame has expanded around the entire planet, engulfing the planet in this burning flame, a flame that is purging out all the old programming of the third dimensional illusion, burning it all away, so that all that is left are the embers of this third dimensional illusion. And then as you are looking down at this and seeing those embers, as if the earth has completely burned up, it is only the third dimension that is burned away, the programming of the third dimension, to be replaced by the new growth, the new birth of the Christ consciousness here in the planet. And the higher vibrational frequency of the fifth dimension. So see, just as if you were watching a time-lapse photography. You watch flames burning a forest down. And then, over a period of time, the forest is reborn. See that happening now here on the earth. From the embers, the new birth of the earth, of new life springing up everywhere. But it is not just new life as you remember it from before. It is new, higher vibrational frequency life. Brilliant, bright colors everywhere. Bright, bright, brilliant blue sky tinged with purple and pink throughout. Fluffy clouds. Clean atmosphere. Notice even the rocks and stones themselves are somewhat singing in consciousness. You've always known that they have consciousness, but now you can feel the consciousness of the earth, of the planet itself, of the air, the waters, the trees, the plants, the flowers, the grass. Mountains all have consciousness. And in this fifth dimensional experience, you can attune to that consciousness. Whereas before it was blocked by the veil of your own creation, now it is no longer blocked. To feel the vibration of life, the vibration of consciousness everywhere, all around you, within you. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form from wherever you found yourself. Back to your physical form, bringing your etheric body, your astral body, back into your physical body. And as you merge back in with your physical form, your conscious knowing self coming back in, feel the higher vibrational frequency of the fifth dimension. Feel the consciousness coming back in. The knowing that you had, even if just for a moment. Come back in, bring it back in with you. Know that you are at this point refreshed, born again, if you will. The old programming purged away, be replaced by the new programming, the new creation of yourself. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain. I come to be with you at this time, in these continuing moments of great change that is occurring across the planet. Even though you may not be aware, or those of the what you call the general public may not be aware of these changes, they are happening. And people are waking up everywhere. An awakening, a grand awakening is in process. That is what this is all about. This transition that you are moving through at this point is all about the awakening of mankind, the awakening of the collective consciousness of man. That is what you came here for. That is what this is all happening, or why this is all happening as it is happening, and know that it is not about what is coming, it is about what is already here now. Here now, in this moment, you are experiencing the new birth of the Christ consciousness here in the planet. This awakening, the truth coming forward everywhere, is about the Christ consciousness coming back into this planet. Just as the Great One Yeshua attempted to share this Christ consciousness with all that would be aware of it, all that would allow him to share it. Just as that was happening, it is all about what is happening now in this moment. In this moment, great change is upon you. Great change here, now, in this moment. And much that is or was about to happen has already happened. And that is something you need to understand. You are fully within this transition, within the process, within the ascension process. You are in it right now. So know that. Know that as you continue to move through your life daily, hourly, momentarily, it is all about continuing to move forward, forward, always onward, forward into the light, more and more, the light of truth, the light of love, the light of oneness. That is what you are here to do. That is what those around you are in the process of doing as well. Many, many more are in this awakening process than you can possibly imagine at this point. Even though they are not showing the signs that you might be looking for, they are indeed in that process now. True, there are those that will very likely never wake up, not in this go-around, but it is not about this for you. It is not for you to be concerned about their path, only about your path that is taking you further and further into the light of truth, further and further through this transition, further and further through this ascension process, and further away from the old three-dimensional illusionary program. The programs that have followed you through this entire life, the programs that have followed you from lifetime to lifetime, are now coming to an end. And that is what you need to realize. That is what you need to understand, that the old programming is indeed coming to an end. And the more that you come to realize and know that, then the more indeed it shall be at an end. And the new programming, the new creative program, the new imaginative program that you are bringing about will be your life moving forward. So know that. Know that everything is in process. Know that everything is exactly as it needs to be in this moment, as part of the great universal plan, the plan for each and every one of you, the plan for the collective consciousness of this planet, the plan for the planetary consciousness herself, and on into the solar system and the galaxy itself. All is in change. All is in flux at this point. So know that you are a bigger part of all of this than you may have thought you were. But all indeed are a part of the whole. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue to move forward, always moving forward on into the light of truth, the light of your new creation, and the ending of the old programming, which does not need to be there anymore for any of you.
Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you. One who serves here. Shoshana is here. And we are ready to continue with this program and answer your questions if you have them. And know that if you have questions and you do not ask them, whether through those of us here or through your own higher God self, ask the question and then you receive. That is the ultimate here. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. That is the promise. That was the promise and is the promise continuing moving forward here. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes.
Somebody was saying that, channeled, I guess, that that there was a merging of all, basically or literally all timelines, Earth timelines, into one massive one, and it shifted everything into a crystalline form, and it was basically an intervention on the behalf of humanity. Do you see that?
We will tell you that there is a divergence of timelines, but there is also a merging of timelines as well. The divergence of timelines is the ones that are being separated out that were are in the process of remaining in this third dimensional illusion and wish to do so at a deeper level within them. In other words, they do not feel that they are quite ready to move on. That is the divergence. But there is also the merging of the timelines of those of you that are moving forward into the light of truth, moving forward through this ascension process. And those timelines are indeed merging together. So we agree with this in that respect. Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
I do not.
Very good. Was this sufficient for you?
Yeah, that answers the question and it makes sense. And also, but was there an intervention to accelerate this positive timeline?
Please repeat this question.
Was there intervention on our behalf to increase this?
Intervention? Is that the word you are using?
Yeah, intervention. Yeah, from a higher being. Right.
There is certainly intervention from higher beings, as you are saying. Those of the ascended ones, those of the galactics, are all intervening in various ways here. Not maybe so directly in terms of your physical eyesight, but there is much intervention that has happened in the past and is continuing to happen at this point. Intervention, though, that does not interfere with your free will as a collective consciousness here. Okay? Shoshana, do you have...
We will add just a little here. May we add, dear sister?
Yes, please.
There is always assistance when asked for. So as humanity calls out, calls forth, and asks, for an intervention, for higher beings to assist, for help, that is always answered. And when one who serves says that we cannot infringe upon free will has not been infringed upon as long as there is an asking, you see. Namaste.
Yes. Very good. Would there be other questions here?
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I've seen some videos about green lasers that are being seen. And I'm just wondering if those are the ones that cause or are causing the Texas fires. I've also seen another video that says they're being used for mapping at night. That's strange. Just wanted to know anything about them.
We will tell you that much of what you are hearing and all of this is somewhat accurate, but also there are those aspects of these things that are not quite so accurate in terms of where it is coming from, why it is happening, these types of things. So when someone is seeing something, they are describing it in the way that they are understanding it. It does not necessarily mean that it is exactly in that way or that respect. But indeed, those of the lasers, as you are saying, is this directed energy weapon. And this is indeed in use in various ways, but it is very soon here we are finding that it is coming to a halt. Those of your White Hat Alliance are very much aware of this, and they are in the process of ending all of these types of things. It is all about the transition that you are moving through at this point. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We will add here, if we may, dear brother.
Add away.
We must keep in mind that there is a battle going on your dear planet, a battle between light and dark. The light will win, has won in the future, you see, but the light will win. So be of good cheer, dear brother, that these things that are occurring as a battle, and the light always comes out ahead. Namaste.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, please.
Yes.
May I share with some potential feedback on a dream?
We will only take a dream situation if it pertains to the whole, not to just the individual. If this is so, then yes, you can if it pertains to the collective consciousness here.
It might very well be. So here goes. So I had a dream, and I was on a road, and there was this very large bulldozer. And the bulldozer was not, it needed to be moved. And there was a particular party that was telling me that I had to move it. And so the bulldozer does represent something that I may not understand, but there was like some contention, and there was people attempting to get the bulldozer to move out of the way. And so what happened, it seemed that the bulldozer seemed to disappear, and then the people went away, and I went away, and I felt like I was hiding. So that's about the gist of it. Is that applicable?
First of all, we would ask you what you feel that this dream has meaning for.
Well, with recent developments about learning something about myself, and it also pertains to other people as far as being loving and giving, that the bulldozer could represent the opposite of that. I mean, it was very large, and it was like the size of a house in my perspective, and that so there's that possibility, and also that the bulldozer was, it disappeared or it was moved, but in the process, I left the scene, and it felt like I had done my job, or I was hiding. So hiding from what? I'm not sure.
We will share.
Yes, please do.
We will share here, dear sister. May we share?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Dear sister, this bulldozer that is rather large, the purpose of this item in your reality is to break things down, to push things away, to reshape things, you see. That if you think, maybe how you see it, that if you had this item represented in your dream, what is the function of this item? What is the function of this machine? It is to break down. It is to reshape. It is to get rid of debris, etc. So this is a signal for you. This is an item in your dream that tells you you must break down, you must get rid of, you must reshape parts of your life, you see. That is okay. The bulldozer. Now, the other part of your dream where the bulldozer disappears and the people disappear is an indication that you resist this, that you resist this reshaping, so you make it go away, you see. So we must say that do not resist this, and also going into hiding is an indication that you have fear around these things. So you must work on your fear, and you must work on the idea that you have the power to reshape things, to recharge your life, and to get rid of the debris. Namaste.
And we would certainly say here that this dream is applicable to the whole here. And the road itself is the road of life. And very much as Shoshana has given, it is applicable to many here who are in this process at this point. We are ready for next question. If there is, we need to release channel here shortly.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Cindy. My question is about the disclosure by the galactic ships that are surrounding the planet. What is that they're waiting for as far as disclosure of those ships that are there, and why are they just waiting for the critical mass to increase as far as people waking up? Or
it is all about vibrational frequency and consciousness. So as the vibrational frequency and consciousness of those here on the planet raises up enough so that those that are surrounding the planet here, that they can then make their appearance. So it is not about timing so much, it is about frequency, vibrational frequency and consciousness. As one raises, the other did not so much come down, because if you raise your vibration, then you are up closer to where they are, you see. And then, we will say at this point, it is still only for those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear at this point. But it is moving rapidly to the point where disclosure indeed can be. But there are various changes that have to occur first to indeed raise the vibrational frequency and consciousness of the planet even more. And that is happening. Shoshana, do you have anything you
want to say? We can share our perspective, if we may, dear sister.
Yes, please.
Did you not ask what they are waiting for?
Yes.
Was that part of the question? Yes. So the one who served gave the answer. We will add a perspective of this. They are waiting for the deceit and the darkness to leave your planet. There is still much deceit and much darkness within your planet, from governments that do not really govern the people. They are not by the people. They are not for the people, you see. So these beings cannot introduce themselves as long as the planet has an element of deceit and darkness. Because, you see, if they reveal themselves, then those that carry this deceit, that carry this darkness, will make a mockery. So they are waiting for that, which ties to the idea of vibration as one who serves has given. As the vibration raises on your planet, the deceit and darkness will not have a home. So that is the complete story. Namaste.
That's very good.
Thank you.
There be any more questions? We do need to release channel here.
Yes, I have a question.
One more, and then we release.
Okay. So I had been pondering. I heard a channeling recent or a message recently, and I've been pondering it, and I wondered if I was onto something here as an understanding. So I thought I'd throw it by you to see if I'm playing in the ballpark. So it said that if you travel the speed of light, then you travel out, you come back, it's going to be years later, even though it feels like a short amount of time. So it occurred to me that when we get our light bodies, that's how we can go forward in time, because we are light. So we can go forward easily in time with that in mind. And then also, furthermore, I extrapolated from that, and I don't know if this is way out on left field, but I'd like to know if I'm in the right realm, that if we wanted to go backward in time, going forward, we're speeding up faster from where we are. Going backwards perhaps might be slowing down in our motion, like everybody's moving through the universe at a certain speed, and if we were slow down, we might be going backwards in time. Is that at all correct?
What you have asked is a very complex understanding at your three-dimensional level at this point. But we will indicate to you your Star Trek that worked in these types of realms here in terms of time travel and speed of light and becoming a light being. We understand there was a certain episode of Star Trek where a being turned into light, became a light being in that. So that was an indication where those beings, the ones who were attempting to depict this to the population that was ready for this, this is what they were trying to tell you. So indeed, when you are in your light body, time stands still. There is no future. There is no past. There is only the present. So to move forward and move backward is easily accomplished. But not only that, to move interdimensionally and multidimensionally as well is also very possible. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
You have explained this. We can add a perspective. May we add, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, you are right on. What has been taught in your reality here is that time is a constant, time is linear, time can only go forward, and this is pure bunk. It is not true. Once you release yourselves from the binds of a material body that is anchored to a material planet, then the sky is the limit, you see. You can move backward, you can move forward, you can move up, you can move down, you can move around, and it will be glorious. You will be free. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
We are done for the time then. Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
We will just say, remember to see the reality that you think is so real as an illusion, as a movie, and live your life the way you wish to live it. Namaste.
Yes, and we would say here to understand that you are indeed letting go of the old programming. And the more that you realize this, the more it shall be so. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one. Ahem.